Hi there, friends. This is Brother Hebert Presents.
Grammatical Deception.
We left off in part two, talking about how man is deceived by a secret system of deception, which is created by the Jewish children of the devil. The deception is legal title, and its tool is grammar. The Jewish children of Cain and of Esau are the merchants, internationalists, and scribes in Scripture. They are noted as cunning and subtle, wise and crafty. They know that Yahweh has given dominion and authority to Adamic man all by his word. The only way we give up our rights and dominion is by our own consent. Our ancestors fell into the trap and have willingly and ignorantly given up their and our inheritance. Generation after generation, we are born into this prison of maritime law because we have been incorporated since birth and don't even know it. It may not seem like it, but the fact is that we have lost our standing on land and with Christ because we are lost at sea and salvaged by the Jewish corporations of the devil. We have citizenship in maritime law instead of sovereignty on the land which Yahweh gave us. In Genesis, Article 1:26, we read, "And Elohim said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the land, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Surname means the thing that creepeth up from below. Yahweh God said that man has dominion over everything upon the earth. Dominion means sovereignty or control, reign, rule, subjugate. The highest form of control is granted to Adamic man. The very beginning of the Bible is the setting up of a trust. Yahweh came to Adam and said, "Name all the animals." There's two trees in the garden. Yahweh said,
"If you eat from the tree of knowledge, you will surely die."
Tree means house or jurisdiction. The tree of your family. There are two jurisdictions. The tree of the debtor, the house of the dead, and the tree of life, the house of the living. However, the world of the dead is not all that bad. The distractions are entertaining, and to find your way back to Eden is complex and not for the faint-hearted. The world of the dead has foodie, porn, television, sports of all kind,
play ball,
things to keep you distracted, things that you love doing on the condition that you keep paying the debts of your master. A lot of people have the best life ever as a slave, and in a way, their masters try to keep them happy and distracted because the wealth that the masters generate from their slaves, true dominion, or true title, is possibly beyond your comprehension. The masters are not really rich from their own wealth. They are rich from acting as the equitable title holder of your own dominion. You cannot be the debtor and the creditor. Genesis 3:22, "And Yahweh Elohim said,
Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, Yahweh Elohim sent him forth from the Garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken."
Matthew 6:24, "No man can serve two masters, For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. If you choose to enter the house of the debtor, you are not recognized in the house of the living. Satan wanted to tell man what to do, but God said no. He has the choice of where he wants to go, but he's got the choice. Free will. Permission to test Job. Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan, or the adversary, came also among them. Genesis 6:2. That the sons of God saw the daughters of Adam, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. The sons of God is Ben Elohim, and are a reference to the angels or messengers of God, not man. These would include the good and, or, the bad angels. Job 1:7. And Yahweh said unto Satan,
From where do you come?
Then Satan answered Yahweh and said,
From going to and fro in the land, and from walking up and down in it.
And Yahweh said unto Satan,
Have you put your mind upon my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the land, a perfect and an upright man, one that holds in awe Elohim, and escheweth the evil?
Then Satan answered Yahweh and said,
Does Job hold in awe Elohim for nothing? Have not you made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land.
Satan's second request, Job 2:1. Again there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan came also among them to present himself before Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Satan,
From where do you come?
And Satan answered Yahweh and said,
From going to and fro in the land, and from walking up and down in it.
And Yahweh said unto Satan,
Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the land, a perfect and an upright man, one that holds in awe Elohim, and escheweth evil? And still he holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him to destroy him without cause.
Satan thought that he was testing Yahweh. Yahweh was testing Satan. He was using Satan to try Job, to remove the dross. Job is an example of trial by fire. Job was humble, then he exalted himself, and then he humbled himself, and was again exalted. We all have a little dross. We all are not as righteous as we think we are. Verse 4. And Satan answered Yahweh and said,
Skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth your hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face.
And Yahweh said unto Satan,
Behold, he is in your hand, but save his life.
Meaning, do not take his life. Yahweh planned on keeping that gold, Job, when the dross is removed. Job never cursed Yahweh. He blamed Yahweh a couple of times for what Satan did to him, but he never cursed Yahweh. Job also never boarded Satan's ship. He never turned his back on Yahweh. Satan could not make Job curse Yahweh. Yahweh gave man free will. The symbol of choice, free will, is in Adam and Eve, which is the setting up of the world trust. Article 126 of Genesis is the foundation to trust law. And what is trust law? It is the legal code to a master-servant relationship. being slavery. However, slavery is outlawed, but voluntary servitude is legally accepted. What this means is that the servant, or the slave, must agree or consent to a private contract of slavery. No one in their right mind wants to be a slave. And that is why the warnings appear in the Bible. Warning against the deceptive nature of the serpent snake in the Garden of Eden, because it is through the clever deception of the serpent, being the usurper snake, that trust law has become the new system of slavery, perfected over hundreds of years by the legal minds of deceptions, the masters of deceit. Who are the masters of deceit? Well, they are the ones Christ exposed in John chapter 8, when he was talking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees, which had usurped the Israelite priesthood and enslaved the people by their traditions of men. John 8:44.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Colossians 2:8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The unholy union between Eve and the Nakash serpent in the garden spawned the dragons, jackals, wolves, and snakes called Jews. The cursed serpentine seed line of Genesis 3:15, which has enmity and hatred towards the race of Adam and is hell-bent on enslaving and destroying through their deceptions. Please keep reading or listening. The mysteries of what the Hebrew word for serpent really means and what bite really means will be revealed. Adam, H120, Adam, is a man created in the image of Yahweh. Adamic people are not humans. Scripture uses the word Adam, H120, for Adamic men. The other races are not identified by H120 in Scripture. A human is not a man. Hue is a graduation or variety of a color. A human is an adjective of, pertaining to, characteristic of, or having the nature of people, consisting of people, of or relating to the social aspect of people. Deuteronomy 23:2. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. A bastard is mamzer in Hebrew and means a child of incest, an illegitimate child, mixed, a mongrel, alienated. A person is not a man. Webster's 1828 dictionary, person, from the Latin word persona, and is signifying primarily a mask used by actors on the state. In law, an artificial person is a corporation or body politic. So a person is a corporation. Man, H120, Adam, according to Scripture, is one of the race of Adam, defined as to show blood in the face, that is, flush, or turn rosy, ruddy, able to blush, described as fair, comely, white as snow, pure. This identifies and describes the white race. Jews are not white and are not Adamites, They are Canaanites and Edomites. The other races are not white and are not Adamites. Adam went from his standing as a man into a figure. A figure, in grammar, is any deviation from the rules of analogy or syntax. Analogy is an agreement or likeness between things in some circumstances or effects, when the things are otherwise entirely different. Adam was creditor and trustee before he fell. When he fell, he became the debtor and incorporated by the serpent. Syntax is a connected system or order, a union of things. In grammar, the construction of sentences, the due arrangement of words in sentences, according to established usage. Adam left his standing with Yahweh's system, order, and union of things, and handed his dominion and inheritance over to the serpent. He left divine law and entered maritime law. He boarded the citizen's ship of the devil. He became a person, which is a corporation. Somehow, Adam, or man, lost his standing as a man and became a person, and a person is identified as an all uppercase gloss. Look at your name on your driver's license or birth certificate, your bills, or any state or government document or letter. Your name will be in all uppercase caps with no hyphens. This is the dog Latin, which means you are identified as a corporation. Persons have become a corporation or trust. But when you become a person, or accept to become a person, and lose your ability as a man, then you have lost your dominion. The dominion granted to you by Yahweh Elohim. You have committed an act of adultery because you left God as a man and you became a person of the corporation of the serpent. When we become a person, or a human, or a corporation, the bank becomes the equitable title holder of our dominion, which is our sovereignty, and it prints the money up and makes the profit on our dominion. The blueprint for silent weapons for quiet wars tells you how they are stealing everything you have. There is a rank within the society, and there is a rank of societies. These are two separate political standings, like two different ships on one sea. The maritime law governs the ships on the sea. The Admiralty Law governs the terms and conditions on ships, statute law. Corporations are fictitious ships governed by the law of the sea. Persons are the things that are incorporated. They are the corporations and are subject to the rank of the debtor society they have subjected themselves to via free will or ignorance of the law. This is no different than when a so-called Christian identifies as a Gentile and worships a Jewish Jesus. They lose their standing with Father Yahweh because they choose to enter the world of falsehood and delusion and unwittingly become antichrists. A man cannot live in the sea without a ship, and if you enter into the legal world of commerce, maritime jurisdiction, law of water, you must be able to trust your ship that holds your estate. If your ship is dogged with a corruption, your estate, or cargo, is in peril. The basic hierarchy goes as such. God, Yahweh, then man, then the Vatican. Whether the Vatican, Jesuits, Illuminati, Freemasons, bankers, elites, etc., we are really looking at Jewish control. Esau is the yoke holder. Three corporations run the world. The City of London, Washington, D.C., and Vatican City. World events, most of which are engineered, leave a trail that leads to the architects. We next discover that there are three cities on Earth that come under no national authority. They have separate laws. They pay no taxes. They have their own police force, and even possess their own flag of independence. These three cities control the economy, military onslaughts, and the spiritual beings of those in powers. The three cities are actually corporations, and they are the City of London, District of Columbia, and the Vatican. Together, they control politicians, the courts, educational institutions, food supply, natural resources, foreign policies, economies, media, and the money flow of most nations, as well as 80% of the world's entire wealth. Their ultimate aim is to have totalitarian rule on a global scale, where people will be divided into rulers and the ruled after they have depopulated the world to numbers they wish to rule over. What we need to understand is that the world does not work according to what we have been led to believe. We are drowning in misinformation. At the center of each city-state are giant phallic-shaped stone monuments called obelisks. These obelisks are Egyptian sun pillars. The steeples on churches are pagan sun pillars and identify the church as a corporate building filled with incorporated deceived persons. Pagan cemeteries of the walking dead. The three locations of D.C., London, and the Vatican are the arms of powers of Lucifer and his children. D.C. is the military arm. London is the financial arm. And the Vatican controls the religious arm. At the center of each arm of control is the Jew. Most politicians, judges, congressmen, CEOs, etc. are Jews. Jews run Washington, D.C., the military arm. Most all bankers, lawyers, merchants, corporation owners, etc. are Jews. Jews own and run the financial arm, London. Most teachers, professors, priests, publishing house owners, media, and religious leaders are Jews. The Jews perverted the law of Moses into their Talmud. The Jews created Judeo-Christianity and Catholicism, which is a universal religion with many gods and rites. The current Pope Francis is a Jew. Jews own religion, the spiritual, or rather, demonic arm. The Pope often says,
"I hold the souls of the dead."
What soul, or soul, was the Pope talking about? One is the footprint, the birthright to the common law of the land. There can be no footprint in water. The soul is the equitable title. The minute you accept the legal title of the Vatican, of the see, of the currency, when you accept that legal title and it comes in a ledger, you're dead. The birth certificate is connected to the death certificate. Everything on earth is under the power of Satan and his Jewish children, and those of our own race who follow them that do their bidding. Matthew 23:15, Christ speaking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of Gehinnom than yourselves." Genesis 25:23, And Yahweh said unto Rebekah,
"Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder, Esau, shall serve the younger, Jacob."
And they did. Genesis 27:40, And by your sword, Esau, shall you live, and shall serve your brother, Jacob. And it shall come to pass, when you, Esau, shall have the dominion, and you shall break Jacob's yoke off your neck. And they did. This is a prophecy, and has come to pass. The Jews, who are of Esau, have taken dominion because they control everything now. The banks, media, education system, governments, churches, food industry, medical industry, everything. The yoke was broken off his neck officially in 1948. This is when the Jews had the agreement called the Balfour Declaration with the British to hand Palestine over to them. Part of the process and cause of World War I and II and the United Nations being created by the Rothschild Edomite Jews. Verse 41, And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." Who has been slaying Jacob and his descendants throughout history? The Jews. Christ was a descendant of Jacob. The Jews murdered him, not the Romans, as the churches teach. The enmity of Genesis 3:15 is still going strong. If you do not understand the identity of these two seed lines of Scripture, then you will never understand Scripture. This is the hierarchy of the system we're under. At the top, number one, we have Yahweh, God. Number two, man. Number three, the Vatican. Number four, Babylon, which means baby for a long time, in which the surname is attached to the Christian name, making the infant a corporation of Rome under the USSEC, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, owned by the Jewish banks. And on the bottom, in the number five position, you're either the creditor or the debtor. John 14:6, Yeshua said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but through me." Acts 4:12, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The system is Mystery Babylon. It's not a mystery if you know the history. Chapters 17 and 18 of Revelation are a description of Mystery Babylon and the woman depicted in an entirely different light as the whore who rides atop the beast. Revelation 17:7, And the messenger said unto me, "Wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Babylon was, is not, at the time of John, and yet is. Our society is run by this Babylonian system. Verse 9. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits, and there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goes into perdition. The 7 mountains are the world empires which have ruled over the woman throughout history. The 5 empires which are fallen are the empires of Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, and Greece. The 1 which is, in John's time, is Rome. The short-lived 7th empire must be that of Napoleon, which only lasted for a brief time. The papacy is not counted here, being a revival of one of the heads of the first beast, of Rome, and the Holy Roman Empire was a mere extension of the papacy. Verse 18, and the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. The woman and the great city represent the children of Jacob, the anointed people. Representative of a seat of government, they did have dominion over the kings of the earth, and the Saxon people still do in pretense. However, their kingdom is handed over to the beast, so it is the work of the beast which is done in the world. True Anglo-Saxon Israel, the woman, willingly gives in to the beast, the empire of merchants, international jewry and deception. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto the sky, and Elohim has remembered her iniquities, or injustices. The international Jew, their monetary system, their laws and regulations, their propaganda. It is evident that the current world system, the illusion of security in consumerism, humanism, and global mercantilism, will come crashing down upon the people who worshipped the beast. Those people of Yahweh who do not worship the beast system should try to separate themselves from it so when it does come down, they don't suffer its punishments. Our society is not a white Adamic Christian society anymore. We now live in a satanic, Jew-controlled world and adopted Jewish values. Look who owns everything now. The banks, corporations, government positions, publishing houses, entertainment and media, pharmaceuticals and medical industry, food corporations, and the ingredients and GMOs. They are behind the poisoning of our food, soil, air, and water. They have turned Christians into Judeo-Christians, destroyed our minds with sports, gambling, and porn, music, and television programming. On and on, these rascals have destroyed white nation after white nation since the beginning. Hence, the enmity of Genesis 3:15. The Jews have been kicked out of countries over 359 times, including Germany which they have successfully deceived the world into believing that Hitler and Germany were the enemy. A true name can never grammatically appear in illustrative or symbolic text. Illustrative text is a picture, not writing. Grammatically speaking, true, proper names are capitalized, not symbolized. Oxford Manual of Styles. Rendering the presumption that your own ignorance of the grammatical rules of English and ancient Latin are the root cause of your own inability to know the difference between your true name and a foreign debtor account or ledger of the foreign Roman Empire that you were deceived into holding without your knowledge. An account of how grammatical deception based on the ignorance of the general public has destroyed the birthright of the national citizens of the Western world by a false presumption of the facts. Presumption, a rule of law which permits a court to assume a fact is true until such time as there is a preponderance or greater weight of evidence which disproves or rebuts the presumption. Each presumption is based upon a particular set of apparent facts paired with established logic, reasoning, or individual rights. A presumption is rebuttal in that it can be refuted by factual evidence. One can present facts to persuade the judge that the presumption is not true. He who makes the claim must prove it. Rebuttal. Evidence introduced to counter, disprove, or contradict the opposition's evidence or a presumption or responsive legal argument. The law is all about presumptions. A Roman court does not operate according to any true rule of law, but by presumptions of the law. Therefore, when we receive presentments from the private bar guild and do not rebut them, they become fact and are said to stand as the truth, or the truth in law. Knowing and understanding this, we can crack the code that they are using against us. What is a presentment? The act of presenting to view or to the mind. Something expressed, presented, or exhibited. The light in which something is presented. In law, the act of submitting or presenting a formal statement of a legal matter to a court or an authorized person. The report written by a grand jury concerning an offense and based on the jury's own knowledge and observation. The act of presenting a bill or note for payment. Anything that they present to you being court documents, rates, demands, traffic tickets, bills, etc. The bar guilds, societies, are the direct descendants of the Florentine, Venetian, and London guilds of the Middle Ages that used merchant trading principles to commercialize law and personally profit from crime, as demonstrated by the history of courts and their literal meaning. The bar guilds, law societies, now control almost 100% of judicial assemblies around the world in the worst examples of organized crime in the history of civilization. The children of Cain are always the merchants in Scripture and in every society throughout history. The children of Esau are the counterfeit priesthood, the teachers, the scribes, the lawyers and lawmakers, the judges, the bankers, the whisperers casting their spells in the ears of rulers in every society throughout history. These are the two houses of the adversary. They are a cursed seed. They are of their father, the devil, the fallen angel who sexually seduced Eve, whom bore Cain. The house of Cain. The house of Esau are the descendants of Esau, whom race mixed with the house of Cain. Today, these two houses of Cain and of Esau are called Jews. They are not Hebrews. They are not Semites or Shemitic. They are not Israelites, nor are they the Israelites of the Bible. How do we know this? Aren't the Jews God's chosen people? That's just it. That's another great deception that the world has been deceived by. The Jews admit that they are not the descendants of the ancient Israelites in their own writings. Under the heading of A Brief History of the Terms for Jew, in the 1980 Jewish Almanac is the following.
Strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew. 1980 Jewish Almanac, page 3. Jews began to call themselves Hebrews and Israelites in 1860 A.D. Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, volume 10, 23. Edom is in modern Jewry. The Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41.
Genesis 36:8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. In paragraph 1 of Protocol 3 of the Learned Elders of Zion, the leaders of Jewry admit that the Jews are the serpent race of Satan. Ugh. Grammatical deception is the Jews' baby. It's how they dumb us down, keep us as a baby for a long time. In their Babylonian mercantile and usury system. It's how they get us to give up our dominion, our heritage, our inheritance, and our standing with Yahweh. You return to Egypt, captivity, and you become a slave, a person, a number, a corporation, dead. It matters who and what we believe. Do you know who you are and whose you are? If you say,
a Gentile saved by grace,
and
a born-again Christian child of the Lord,
and have Jewish Jesus in your heart,
then you are deceived,
lost, antichrist, enslaved, and dead. Do you know your own name? In Black's Law Dictionary, it's under the sign nomen. It says, if you know not the name of the thing, then the thing itself is surely lost. If you don't know your own name, then your body could be assumed lost. The 10 northern tribes of Israel are the lost sheep in Scripture. It was these Israelites that did not return back to their land after the Babylonian captivity. A remnant of the southern house of Judah did return to Jerusalem. This was the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. But the northern house of Israel migrated elsewhere into the Greco-Roman Empire and later up through the Caucasus Mountains, where we get the word Caucasians, where they settled the white nations of Europe and eventually America, as prophesied in 2 Samuel 7:10, the regathering place of all 12 tribes. It was these lost Israelites that forgot their identity and heritage. They became pagan and were alienated from Yahweh. The gospel message is to these children of Jacob. You assume your name is John Paul Smith. There are two things happening. John Paul is written in descriptive text, Smith, is written in a Latin or ancient Latin symbolic text, completely different. You assume your name is John Paul Smith. The name on your birth certificate is John Paul. John Paul is your Christian or given name. Smith is your surname, which, when included to your Christian name, is incorporated with your real name. It's an incorporation and a presumption. You are then under water law salvage rights because you are not John Paul. You can't be John Paul Smith because in law and in fact and in reality, John Paul Smith does not exist. He is a fictitious, incorporated entity. This enters him into the world of fictions. So rather than you being a man, you will become a human, a person, or a monster. A monster is a fiction. A person is a corporation, corpse speaking, which means dead. You are claiming you are the surname who is dead, lost at sea. Christ said, we must read the signs. Sign is sin. The S is the snake. I is one. You. G, which is a government. N is the two sides. The name and the surname. The creditor and the debtor. M is the mountain or the land, and the W is the water or sea. The creditor is the land and the debtor is the sea. The N, when written, is the two, the M and W, the mountain and the water combined. Sign means that the two worlds are governed by the one who serves the snake, Lucifer, the serpent. You become dead from your own false presumption that your name, John Paul Smith, was one name, and the minute you incorporated and assumed that, you became human, a fiction, a person, a corporation, dead, and a monster. Monsters have to be controlled under the statute law, which is not free will, which free will is not under the control of Satan. God gave man free will. He gave man dominion over the air, the sea, the land, and the thing that creepeth. Surname in the Latin dictionary is the thing that creepeth up from below. Man was given dominion over the surname, which is the person, the human, the fiction, the dead corporation. But if you hold any document from the government, such as a driver's license, social security number, credit card, bank account, legal title to your home, then you are dead. You are in the tree of knowledge, a debtor. You hold the legal title to it and have lost your equity, because in trust law, he who holds legal title cannot touch the equity without license. The license to hold the equity is granted from Babylon, which is the Vatican, which is the bank, which of course is the Jew. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh God had made. Serpent is H5175, Nakash, a noun. Serpent, H5172, is the verb form. BD&B definition. To practice divination, divine. Observe signs. Learn by experience. Diligently observe. Practice fortune-telling. Take as an omen. Prognosticate. To foreshow. To indicate a future event by present signs. Dog Latin is a sign. Symbolic text. A glossa. American Sign Language. A criminal and debased text. The serpent was subtle. Subtle is arum, meaning cunning, crafty, wise, intelligent. Cunning is noted as in a bad sense. The devil cannot make you a person, a human, or a corporation. That decision is up to you. The tree of knowledge may mean a few things. The tree of the law, the tree of race mixing, the tree of the debtor. The Hebrew words for eat, know, and touch are all sexual metaphors and connotations. Trees are metaphors for people. The serpent beguiled or deceived Eve into sex with him or with some other besides Adam. Eve was deceived. Adam chose to also partake in the sin. Adam was not deceived. 1 Timothy 2:14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Genesis 3:7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. This is where Adam went from a man to a figure, hence covered their shame with fig leaves, masking their true selves. If the sin was of eating, then they would have covered their mouths. There is no mention of an apple in Genesis. Adam and Eve lost their Shekinah glory and became mortal, dead, or appointed to die. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment.
The false accuser.
The devil is the false accuser. G 1228, Diabolos. Thayer definition. Prone to slander, slanderous, accusing falsely. A calumniator, false accuser, slanderer. Metaphorically applied to a man who, by opposing the cause of God, may be said to act the part of the devil or to side with him. Remember the definition of person? A mask used by actors on the state.
Diabolo.
The verb means to throw over or across, to send over, to traduce, calumniate, slander, accuse, defame. Dog Latin is the poison in the text. The counterfeit contract, the false charge, the deception that tricks the unsuspecting, illiterate, ignorant masses into accepting the debts of another. The serpent, usurper, in the garden was hell-bent on getting Adam to accept from the tree of knowledge, to get him to be the debtor. The warning is in Genesis, Genesis 3:22, and Yahweh God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life and eat, and live forever." 322 is the number of skull and bones. 322 is also related to the United States Citizen Act, 322, whereas the United States is foreign to the United States of America. Talmudic passage 322 reads,
dealing with the duty to keep a Gentile slave enslaved forever.
Rabbi Isaac Meir Wise,
Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end.
Your Christian name and your surname joined together is created by the state. When you sign under what you thought was your full name, you become the trustee of a state-owned name. Because of this deceptive act by the false accuser, the adversary, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, Halel, the fallen angel, the Lord, Yahweh God cursed the seed of the serpent and foretold of the enmity between the seed of the serpent and Eve and the seed of Adam and Eve. Genesis 3:15, Yahweh speaking to the Satan,
and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Here in verse 15, we have the first prophecy of Christ, who was of the seed of the woman, because he was born into the Adamic race. Also true to this prophecy is the seed of the serpent, who did bruise Christ's heel on the pail, or the cross. The Adamic seed of the woman is the white race. The children of Jacob are the anointed seed of this race. When our kinsman redeemer returns, he will indeed crush the serpent's head. The details are in Obadiah. The serpent seed is the race of Cain and of Esau's descendants. These would be the Jews. Cain, or Cain, means to attain, get, possess, acquire. It also means to strike, hence a snake striking the heel of Yahweh's children. Cain came into the world through acquisition, the acquisition of deceit. Bite comes from H5391, Nashak. It means to bite, to pay, give interest, lend for interest or usury, to give interest, to make to give interest. To oppress with interest. Deuteronomy 23:19,
you shall not lend upon usury to your brother, usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury.
Cain killed his half-brother Abel. The serpent seed line is also responsible for all the bloodshed from A to Z. Matthew 23:35,
that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the land, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar.
Christ was speaking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees.
You can find this article and more at thinkoutsidethebeast.com.